With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. State officials are worried a new, sped-up federal deadline could jeopardize Montana's chances of getting an accurate census total. The once-a-decade count has large implications for the Treasure State. In April, the U.S. Census Bureau announced it would push the counting deadline back a month to October 31st because the coronavirus pandemic had halted field operations across the U.S. Monday, the Bureau essentially said never mind, counting will end September 30th after all. During a Montana Districting and Apportionment Commission meeting Tuesday, State Census Chief Mary Kregel said the news isn't being received well.
I can tell you one thing for sure. The Census Bureau staff is not excited about not having the extension. They are very concerned.
That's because about 40% of the country hasn't responded to the census. The situation is worse in Montana, which has the fifth lowest response rate among states. Census results will determine how much federal funding Montana receives and whether the state will get a second seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Districting and Apportionment Commission will also use the data to redraw the boundaries of Montana's congressional and legislative districts.
We absolutely need people to respond.
Rural counties and Native American reservations have some of Montana's lowest response rates so far. Part of the issue? The Census Bureau doesn't mail invitations to P.O. boxes and many rural route addresses, so 20% of Montana households didn't initially receive paperwork. For those homes, workers instead leave questionnaires at doorsteps. Though such activities have resumed in recent weeks, Kregel says residents of the Crow Reservation still haven't all received questionnaires.
Those rates are starting to uptick on their self-response, so it is showing up. It's just sometimes painfully slow.
University of Montana political scientist Sarah Rinfret was invited to speak during Tuesday's commission meeting. She says an inaccurate census count could lead to redistricting that solidifies existing power structures to the detriment of traditionally disenfranchised communities.
So who's representing the voices of the voiceless?
Census workers will begin knocking on doors this month for non-response follow-up, but districting and apportionment commissioners question the potential of that strategy during a pandemic. A new Pew Research Center survey found 4 in 10 adults who haven't yet responded say they would not be willing to answer the door for a census worker. On Tuesday, Governor Steve Bullock and Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney sent U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross a letter urging a return to the October counting deadline. The same day, the Districting and Apportionment Commission voted to send Montana's congressional delegation a letter expressing concern about achieving an accurate census count by September 30th. The commission counts 2 Republicans and 2 Democrats appointed by party leadership and a 5th member appointed by the state Supreme Court. Commissioner Joe Lamson says lawmakers should try to push back the statutory deadline requiring the president receive census results by December 31st.
If these rural counties don't come in, I just shudder to think how much less representation and voices they're going to have at the legislature.
Commissioner Kendra Miller says an undercount in Montana could benefit another state. Minnesota is considered likely to lose one of its House seats due to reapportionment, but its census response rate is 16% higher than Montana's.
That's why we need that additional time.
This week, the state announced it will spend roughly $500,000 of federal coronavirus relief funds on census outreach. An advertising agency will issue public service announcements, and 3 nonprofits will each target Montana's youth, indigenous, and rural populations. But State Census Chief Mary Kregel still worries how they'll reach Montanans distracted by the pandemic, upcoming elections, and how they're going to spend the rest of their summer weekends.
So to try to get messaging to folks, you know, at the lake, where they need to be socially distancing correctly and have, you know, enjoying life, this has become quite the challenge.
Kregel says this has been the most difficult census in modern history. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.